A Twitter from the Atlantic by Barry Mahoney. Spit, don't swallow. Tradition has it that on New Year's Eve in Spain and the Canary Islands, 12 lucky grapes, known as uvas de la suerte, have to be eaten around the stroke of midnight. It is important to eat one grape at a time with each stroke of the clock, and of course wash down with liquid refreshment, usually a Spanish bubbly wine called cava. It is believed that this tradition came from ancient wine growers. Well, it does make a lot of sense to fuel the sales of grapes on New Year's Eve. This fine tradition, as the number of so-called traditions, does have a number of flaws. Without appearing too cynical about the whole business of grape swallowing, I have witnessed several unfortunate incidents concerning the hasty swallowing of grapes since I moved to Spain. And I repeat these as a warning for this and future New Year's Eve celebrations. Most importantly, grapes grown in the Canary Islands are of the seeded variety. The process of hastily swallowing 12 grapes in 12 seconds may be perfectly acceptable with the unseeded variety, but what exactly do you do with pips in the seeded type when you are in polite company and do not wish to swallow them? My mum used to warn me about swallowing grape seeds, with a threat that I may get an immediate attack of appendicitis and would have to be whisked to the nearest casualty department in hospital for an immediate operation. It's strange how memories from childhood are triggered by small events in later life. But according to mum, this pip-swallowing business may lead to an acute case of peritonitis, and if you were really unlucky, you'd be dead before the end of New Year's Day. Yes, mum was a little inclined to over-exaggeration when it came to matters medical. All that inconvenience for a grape pip. Is it really worth all the trouble? Over the last few years of living in Spain and the Canary Islands, I have witnessed several unfortunate incidents concerning the grape pips on New Year's Eve. On one unfortunate occasion at a New Year's party that I attended in the Costa Blanca, an elderly lady swallowed a pip which went down the wrong way. It started as a cough, gentle at first, and then became increasingly violent. She was given a glass of wine and later a glass of water to ease the problem. Her coughing became increasingly troublesome, and I really did not like the shade of pink that she was turning. A few helpful people thumped her vigorously on the back to try to dislodge the offending item. Sadly, it was to no avail, until one helpful gentleman, who claimed to be a first aider, wrapped his arms around her chest from behind and gave her a sudden, sharp squeeze. The old lady moaned, and not with pleasure, as her false teeth shot across the room. The offending pip had been dislodged, and the party continued, with the old lady later leading the hokey-cokey. So, have a wonderful New Year's Eve, and remember the old adage, it's always better to spit than swallow. A happy New Year to you all. If you enjoyed listening to this Twitter, have a look at my website, www.barrymahoney.com. Thank you for listening.